The end of moose season was set for Monday at midnight. As of Monday afternoon, 27 kills had been reported. Biologist Carl Kosh oversees the hunt for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It was a fast moose season.
The hunt lasted 11 days. The previous fastest hunt was in 2016 and lasted 8 days. The 27 animals killed include 14 three-brow tines, 4 over 50 inches, 7 spike forks, and 2 sublegals, or moose that didn't meet the hunt requirements. Kosh says the population is healthy. He is not worried about hunters harvesting slightly above the quota of 25, and having a couple of sublegal animals is par for the course.
In general, the hunters did a pretty good job. We only have 2 sublegals out of 27. Hopefully we won't get any more. Hunters did a pretty good job of targeting legal animals.
Kosh says everyone seemed to follow the rules.
The 2 that were sublegal, the hunters did the responsible thing, immediately let us know, and the meat goes to charity, and so that's how it's all supposed to work. You know, everybody's human. Occasionally mistakes get made, but if they don't leave it to rot in the woods, then everybody's, you know, happier.
And the hunters are happy.
Yeah, I'm cutting up moose bones, making some moose broth.
Ted Lambert is a Haynes hunter. He is one of 8 people to have shot a moose on the first day of the hunt. He went to the mouth of the Chilkat River.
Totally lucky, went out opening morning, got one 45 minutes off of daylight, only 150 yards from the river. I had a canoe. I got a butcher near the riverbank in that one day.
Lambert says by the time he was done, it was too late to paddle out. So he placed the meat under a tarp and lit a fire to keep scavengers away. With the meat safe, he started walking towards home in the dark.
Actually, I got lost in the woods, had to spend the night under a space blanket instead of my nice comfy home here.
With the morning light, Lambert easily found his way back to the meat and brought it home to process and share with his neighbors. Another hunter wasn't so lucky and ran into trouble up Natoga Creek, 10 miles off the Kelsall Road.
So we got an inReach message, SOS, that somebody had flipped their ATV and was injured and they needed help.
Alaska State Trooper Colin Nemec received a message on Thursday, September 21st. It came through a satellite device. He responded with 2 members of the Haynes Volunteer Fire Department using 4-wheelers to reach the injured person.
Went out there, provided medical assistance, and then we transported him out of the field on ATV and met up with the ambulance from Haynes and transported him back to town.
They took the patient to the Haynes Clinic. The injury was not life-threatening, but reportedly a broken or dislocated limb. Nemec says this is a good safety reminder.
This is just a good reminder of having an inReach or some sort of communication device while you're out in the field and being able to contact people, telling them where you're going, when you're going, when you plan on being back.
Carl Kosh from Fish and Game says the hunt probably brought 10,000 pounds of meat into local freezers. He wants to remind residents to keep the meat or any other smelly substances in secure places. He says other carnivores are on the lookout for food.
Getting lots and lots and lots of reports of bears opening cars.
Kosh says he is working with law enforcement to try to identify the bears responsible for these reports. If they do, he says they will probably end up killing that bear. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.